Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Michael Angelucci from Level Financial Advisors is on the WBEN Liveline this morning. Investors are getting ready for the final trading month of the year. Michael, what do you think? What is the mood of investors as we get into December?
The mood of investors seems to be a little bit shaky right now. I mean, futures are down this morning. It looks like we had a shaky November. It started, was down a lot. It recovered a little bit towards the end. Friday was a good day, but going into this month, people, it seems like, are a little worried about, you know, especially around AI investing and some other things are down, like cryptocurrencies are down. So the investors are cautious and I think a little worried about the future.
You know, we're talking a lot today about the Cyber Monday. It was Black Friday. It's the kickoff to the holiday shopping season. This weekend and how people spend during the holidays, how much of an impact does that have or will that have on the markets these few days?
Well, I think we do know it traditionally has been a big factor because retailers get a lot of their profits at the end of the year when Christmas sales are good. It sounds like initially from initial reports is that sales are pretty good. And so that will help. But I think there's bigger things moving the market this year than just consumer purchasing. And it goes back to what I said before, a lot of the tech purchases and investments are what are really being looked at this point. So I think what we're seeing is consumers are still spending mostly by the higher end of the consumer market. We've got this K-shaped economy where people with investment assets and higher income people are doing the majority of the spending, where lower income people aren't spending as much. We're even seeing that there's an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning about people pulling back on new auto purchases. So it is a tale of two markets really right now.
You know, the Fed meets this month and they'll have that question before them about interest rates, whether to cut them or not. Any indication right now which way they'll go?
Yeah, it really looks like it's going to go down 0.25%. They've been indicating that a couple Fed governors last week or last couple weeks have said that they were going to support a rate cut in December. So I think that's why we saw some positive market reactions. The markets investors like when interest rates are going down. It helps increase the value of investments. So we're going to see that initially, but what happens after that is still up in the air.
What do you make of the Bitcoin and crypto sell-off that's been continuing? And does that have an impact on the money markets and everything else that we're typically paying attention to?
Yeah, that's a great question. In fact, I think Bitcoin was up about $126,000 in October, and now this morning it's down to about $80,000 in that neighborhood. It fell off a cliff late last night. And I think, again, that's that kind of, there's other options out there. People can invest in the little higher earning treasuries. The people are moving into this obscure, it's not so obscure, but maybe to listeners, the Bank of Japan bonds are paying a good rate. So people are moving money around. And then there's just kind of the madness of crowds getting worried when they see it start to go down. Then they don't buy back into it. There was an article about the bounce. Usually when it goes down, people buy back in and buy on the bounce, and they're not doing that. And there's negative inflows into the Bitcoin ETF. So it just may be a point right now where people are kind of saying, hey, there's other options out there, and we're not quite sure where Bitcoin's going now. Maybe it hit a high for people, and it's just starting to devolve a little bit.
Let me ask you, too, about gold and silver, you know, other areas, not the traditional places that investors put their money, but we've seen the gold market surging, and now it's kind of not been surging as much, but where do you see both gold and silver going?
They're on an upward trend again this week, and it sure seems like I'm not going to predict anything, but they'll probably stay stable and maybe go up a little bit because a couple things. We've got foreign banks are buying more gold. In fact, foreign banks own more gold now than they do U.S. Treasury. So that's part of the reason why prices are going up. And then if interest rates go down, that pushes up investment or asset prices. So that could push that up a little bit. And then, you know, we'll have to see where the Federal Reserve goes with the new Fed chairman coming next year. I know Trump announced yesterday, he says he knows who it's going to be. And if there's a feeling that the Fed may not, you know, fight the inflation fight because the administration wants interest rates down, that could be inflationary and cause gold and silver to continue to go up.
Well, I mean, it's kind of crazy to look at the metal markets and everything that's happening. Silver is actually outpacing gold and continuing this record climb. And we hear about it being used in all these tech components. I mean, is that because of its use? Is that going to slow down anytime soon?
It doesn't seem like it. And that's the silver has an industrial use component that gold really doesn't have. So China's buying a lot of silver. And as long as there is need for that in the tech products, there will still be a demand for it, which, as we know, drives up the supply of goods. So I think that'll probably still stay steady for a while.
Well, Michael, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it, as always.
You got it.
Michael Angelucci from Level Financial Advisors.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.